Welcome to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection, brought to you by Worklight. We pray today's scripture and testimony will encourage you to shine bright for Christ in the workplace.
Standing in the Gap by Jack McCaw.
I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. One Friday night, when we were on our way home, we pulled up behind a truck that was stalled in the intersection. As I approached the vehicle, I offered to help, but our attempts to start the truck failed. There was no way I could move this truck by myself. I silently asked God for some help. I didn't know that the owner of the truck, Athena, was doing the same thing. At that very moment, two men jumped out of their car and asked if they could help. Athena said, "God's taking care of me." I smiled and said, "It's what God does." I often end up standing in a gap for people, as Ezekiel beckons, by providing intercessory prayer to approach God with confidence on someone else's behalf. Admittedly, I haven't always been the best at this. When folks disclose a special need, I say, "I will keep you in my prayers." Was it merely a kind gesture without support? Through prayer and petition, we can all become more sensitive to those he asks us to intercede for. Ask yourself, who have I promised to pray for recently? Was I faithful to their request, or was it merely a kind gesture? Standing in the gap for family and friends, strangers, religious leaders, political leaders, our country, and the world is critical. Intercessory prayer is a gift that teaches persistence, determination, patience, faith, self-discipline, and selflessness. God is asking each of us to come before Him and stand in the gap for someone, something.
Jack McCaw lives in San Jose, California, with his wife, Louise. He has a daughter, son-in-law, and four grandchildren. Jack has been involved in Christians in Commerce Worklight for 29 years.
Pray. Lord, help me to stand in the gap for others, praying in earnest for their needs, and faithfully asking for your help. Reflect. How can I become more in tune to the needs of others and to openly and honestly offer up intercessory prayers to the Lord? Discuss. When have you been filled with awe or surprised by answered prayers?
Thank you for listening to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection. To learn more about Worklight and how you can experience transformation at work through the power of the Holy Spirit, please visit our website at worklight.org. And be sure to tune in next week for more encouragement from the Worklight community.